Well, Brooke, here we are again with the Bulletin on the Radio.
Yes, sir.
Well, let's kick things off with, it is that time of year. We are in election season. What do you have for us in the profiles?
Yeah, we sure do. Each week we've been having a bunch of profiles and different races. This week we look at the county, the DA race between Mark D'Antonio and Brad Cates. So we have a profile of each of those gentlemen. The District 39 seat, John Zimmerman and Rudy Martinez have faced each other a couple times. And so
there's a lot of that going around.
There is.
Were candidates that previously
I know that Terry McMillan, Ferrari race has been that way, and they faced, I think it's the third time they're facing
it
off.
It is the third time.
Yeah, so we're seeing a lot of that around, a lot of familiar faces. Neil Hooks versus Bill McCamley, that's another one we look at.
I ask, do they save on printing because they don't have to print any new signs? They use the same signs?
That's a very good question. I don't know that.
We need
that's
to do
true.
That. We need
just
to
put ask. Them in the closet and bring
them
back out.
And come back. Okay.
Just don't put the year on them. Just
yeah, that's smart.
Brooke for president. Bring it out every 4 years. Yeah, so we have a bunch of stuff. And Mike Cook has a story on the 2nd Congressional District, which is Steve Pierce versus Mary Lee Soles. And it's history, and it's interesting history.
Any of these catch your attention in any particular way?
Well, what I find interesting is that Brad Cates has been, he's a lawyer right now, but he's been in the House of Representatives.
He's been involved
before.
With the House of Representatives, working on laws and different things like that.
And he's served as in the Northeast Heights of Albuquerque. He was a member of the Senate for them, too.
Yeah, that's right. So now he's running for district attorney against incumbent Mark D'Antonio.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he says he's not running against Mark. He's running because he has things to contribute.
Okay. Well, let's see how that turns out.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, it's a big football weekend for Las Cruces, a time when the stadium gets packed.
Yes, hopefully. It'll be they're playing a really good team, Georgia Southern. The Aggies are, but they'll be wearing their pink jerseys, and they're looking for some pink power. It's the 10th annual pink game for NMSU.
Can you believe it's been 10 years?
I know. It's been crazy. It seems like I was surprised. I was thinking 6th or 7th.
No,
I was like, wow,
10
when we looked at it. Yeah, exactly.
And it seems to grow every single year.
Oh, it sure does.
My family and I will be there supporting the Aggies and supporting pink.
And there's so many pink activities that have been going on all week.
All week long. I know that my grade schooler, my 5-year-old, has each day designated as a pink day.
Oh, I know. They're doing different things at the elementary schools and the different places, and the high schools are doing their own things as well. So
that's
it should be a lot of fun. It'll be a real tough game, though. Georgia Southern's a good team. So.
Well, we've got to go out there and root for the Aggies. Root
exactly.
Hard.
Give them a lot of momentum.
Speaking of annual events, Look Who's Dancing is coming up this Sunday already.
Yeah, believe it or not. It sort of snuck up on me this year, too, because I think they usually do it in November. So this year they're getting going early. And, of course, this raises money for the dance group over at NMSU. And we have
it's
pitchers.
It's another one of those events that's been very successful. A lot of local support.
It sure has been a lot. I've gone several years and watched them dance, and it's a lot of fun. And our governor, Susana Martinez, won it 1 year before she was the governor.
Well, it's one of those nice stepping stones for her.
Yeah, exactly. It's a little bit of attention. But it's a lot of fun. It raises money for the NMSU dance program, and it's at 3 o'clock on Sunday. You can still get tickets and show up and go from there and watch them cut a rug, or I guess there's no rug involved.
Well, there's
cut a parquet floor, or however you want to say it.
Just have a good time.
Yeah.
Now, this is an interesting story. You never talk about religion very much on this segment, but St. James Parish doing some repairs.
Yeah, a lot of people recognize that church, and they're if you pull up to it, you're going to see a bunch of stuff going on. And they've had some structural issues going on, and trying to get all those fixed. And they've got some money raised for it.
And so what's the estimated completion date?
Well, they're on like a couple different phases, and
everything comes in a phase.
Yeah, it sure does.
Everything that's worth doing comes in phases.
Yeah, a couple different phases, and they started in 2014, where that's when they started a committee to raise money and to fix cracks in the parish hall and to get things going from there. So.
Well, Brooke, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you. It's good talking to you.
We'll talk to you next week.
Yes, sir.
For KRWG News, I'm Edmundo Resendez.